Voters in Massachusetts are about to decide whether most of their dental insurance premiums should be spent on dental care. That's the crux of ballot question two. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel joins me now to walk us through it. Good morning, Gabriella.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Can we start with just the overall context? Like, why is this even an issue?
Sure. So every month, people pay money for dental insurance, but only some of that actually goes to dental care. The rest pays for things like administrative costs for the insurance company.
And some people want to change that?
Yes. So ballot question number two would do two things. First of all, it would require that 83 cents of every dollar patients pay on insurance premiums be spent on dental care and things that improve the quality of care. So this is essentially stuff like cleanings and fillings and gum surgeries. The rest of that money, that 17 cents left over, would go to the insurance company for things like consumer hotlines, investigating fraud, and paying employees. The other big thing this ballot question would do is require dental insurers to share more financial data. Right now, the public doesn't know some basic things, like how much these companies currently spend on dental care. So that would be a big change. And I should say, if this passes, it's all supposed to go into effect in 2024.
So who is campaigning for this measure, and who are the people on both sides of it?
Yes. So this fight is essentially pitting dentists on the yes side against dental insurers on the no side. Let's take a listen to a snippet of the Yes on Two campaign ad.
I heard that if question two passes, dental insurance companies would have to give us money back if they spend less than 83% of our premiums on dental care.
Right. That's why I'm voting yes on question two. It means better dental benefits.
So essentially, the Yes campaign is saying patients deserve to know that the bulk of their premium dollars go to patient care and not to the salaries of insurance executives. I spoke with Andrew Tonelli, a dentist with the Massachusetts Dental Society. He says for years, he's been trying to get the state legislature to require more transparency from dental insurers, and the pandemic added urgency to this issue.
In 2020, dental offices were closed for 3 months, and you know, people were still paying their dental insurance premiums.
He wonders what happened to all that money that wasn't spent on routine care.
But we don't know because we haven't had that transparency. We haven't had that accountability.
Okay, so supporters argue this will create some accountability for insurance companies, but what do the insurers say about this?
They warn of pretty serious consequences if it passes. Here is how the opponents put it in their campaign ad.
According to an expert study, if question two passes, dental costs could go up by as much as 38% for Massachusetts businesses and families.
Now, it's worth noting the expert study you hear referenced here was commissioned and funded by a trade group for dental insurers. The No campaign folks say this ballot measure would disproportionately hurt people who can least afford increases in the cost of dental care. Here is their spokesperson, Jim Welsh, a former state lawmaker.
This, you know, ballot question would really negatively affect the smaller insurance carriers, the ones that probably provide, you know, dental insurance to employers, smaller mom and pop type organizations.
Welsh says the higher prices could lead some employers to change the dental coverage they offer or stop providing coverage.
And what are the experts saying about this ballot measure?
Well, it's interesting because if it passes, it would make Massachusetts the only state to require dental insurance companies to spend a set amount of premium dollars on actual care. But there is some precedent for this. A similar system already exists for health insurance, and one expert I spoke to pointed out that this is done for Medicaid dental products in a number of states.
Hmm. Are insurance companies right that this could make dental care more expensive?
That is the question, right? So Evan Horowitz at Tufts University did some analysis of this, and he found that it is possible. But he says he doesn't anticipate a huge impact on cost.
We expect price changes to be relatively manageable, right? Prices may increase a little bit, but, you know, nothing really dramatic.
The thing is, it's hard to be sure because, again, we have very limited data. However, the ballot measure does set up state oversight of significant insurance premium increases. And Horowitz says this ballot measure basically boils down to a fight over who gets a bigger piece of the insurance premium pie, either the insurance companies or the dentists.
That's WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel on ballot question number two. Thanks so much for breaking it down for us.
Happy to help.
Delta Dental is a financial sponsor of WBUR. Sponsors have no influence on WBUR's editorial coverage.